Help a Friend Out. Written by Greedy Dancer. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Six of Crows. Rating, mature. Relationship, Kaz Jesper. Also tagged for background, Kaz Inej. Background, Jesper Weilen. Post canon, friends with benefits. Not fic. No one is cheating here. It's all above board. Summary. What if Kaz asked Jesper to get him over his touch aversion so he could be with Inej? So, post-book Kaz goes to find Jesper to work on his touch aversion as a gift for Inej's next return to Ketterdam. Because he trusts Jesper, and also maybe because separating the touch from the feelings will help. And he just wants to make sure that, like, he's not actually going to pass out or retch all over Inej if he tries something. Kaz is a planner, okay? He's not going to just rush into this without having explored the potential consequences first. Jesper agonizes over how to bring it up with Weilen, but Weilen is like, go on, I know you've had the hots for Kaz. This is your chance. I'll be over here playing the flute. Or whatever. And then you can tell me all about it later. That boy looks like an angel, but really, once you get to know him, he has the dirtiest mind Jesper's ever encountered. He is absolutely not complaining. It's awkward at first. Kaz can't hold back the shudder the first time Jesper puts his hands on him, and Jesper is like, Kaz, you know you don't. But Kaz says, shut up and kiss me. So, you know, who is Jesper to resist orders from the boss? Anyway, hand waves. It takes a few tries to get anywhere, and it's definitely not smooth going. But they make it to the point where they can bring each other off without anyone, Kaz, needing to run out of the room halfway through. Afterwards, when they're lying on the bed, sweaty and relaxed, well, Jesper is relaxed. Kaz is visibly counting the seconds until he can scramble for the washcloth they keep right by the bed for this purpose, and for his gloves and clothes. His post-coital etiquette needs more work, but loath as Jesper is to admit it, he can't actually work miracles. Well, not about this, in any case. Anyway, when they're lying there together, Jesper looks at Kaz, naked next to him, and he feels all the places where Kaz accidentally held him maybe a little too tight, and where Jesper might get bruises. And really, all he can think about is how he can't wait to show them to Weilen, and have him maybe poke them a little while Jesper sucks his cock. And he must make a noise, because Kaz looks over and raises an eyebrow, and Jesper huffs out a little laugh, like, isn't it weird how this was all I wanted for, like, literally years? And of fucking course I'm happy to therapy fuck you because I love you, but I guess I just realized I don't love you anymore, you know? And Kaz stops counting for long enough to smile. A real, genuine smile by Kaz Brecker! And he nods, because he totally does know. And they shake their heads a little ruefully and incredulously at each other. Because how did they end up here in what is simultaneously the most and least predictable way ever? How did they get lucky enough to find people who love them? They both know about odds, and these were, like, really not great ones. And they know it. And then Kaz is like, right, that's a minute. And vaults off the bed and to the basin. But Jesper doesn't really have it in himself to mind, even a little, because he has places to be, too. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!